It's not all that rare for new parents to tell you that having a child dramatically changes your life. But for Australian dads, well, that may not be entirely true. Analysis of census data over almost 30 years has found that while working mothers continue to be the main carers of their children, fathers' working lives have changed very little. So what needs to happen to enable dads to spend more time with their kids? It might be as simple as asking for it, as Gavin Coote explains.
Ready? Hold on.
For Alex Laguna, the definition of being a great dad changes every day. The Sydney father of five has juggled a career in the film industry with his parental roles and says it's been touch and go.
You know, it's a little bit more than that sort of old, I went home, I gave my wife half an hour off and, you know, aren't I a top bloke, superhero? You got to do more than that. I think that's sort of run its race. I think men are maybe being a bit more self-aware. You know, like divorce rates are really high. I think living in the society that we do, there's a lot of pressure.
He's just taken 3 months off work to spend time with his most recent child and has a website aimed at helping other blokes become better dads.
I think men definitely want to play a much greater role. But in doing so, you know, learning how to do that, it's brought around its own set of challenges, and women have made it look a lot easier than it is.
Giuseppe Infasini has two children, aged 1 and 4. Working from home one day a week and cramming work into the evenings when the kids are in bed has enabled him to hold down a full-time job as a senior medical researcher in Melbourne.
I didn't have many problems from the employer per se. I think it's the biggest challenge was more of a cultural thing and even accepting to be able to do it by myself, for myself to just say, okay, I can take this time to stay with the kids.
But this willingness and perhaps ability of fathers to share the parenting load is still the exception to the rule in Australia's modern workforce. An analysis of employment trends over almost 3 decades has found while mothers' employment changes dramatically after having a child, fathers' career directions remain virtually unchanged. Jennifer Baxter is a senior research fellow at the Australian Institute of Family Studies.
I've been looking at the census data, some census data going back to the 80s, but the best time series we have goes back to 1991 to see what has changed. You know, I think a lot of people think that things will have changed a lot more and are quite surprised when you present the statistics.
The study found while dads may now be more involved in childcare, the number of hours spent in employment remains the same after having children, with flexible work options being taken up by 30% of fathers. Only 5% of fathers went to part-time work hours. And while there was a jump between 1996 and 2008 in the number of fathers taking up flexible work arrangements to care for children, Dr. Baxter says that trend's plateaued in the last decade.
So it's still really very gendered in what Australian families are doing around work and care, such that the change still in many, many families is it's all happening in mothers' lives. So they're taking the time out of work and making use of the work arrangements at a much greater rate than other dads.
And with more families feeling the pinch and relying on two incomes, she's worried the trend won't budge anytime soon unless there's a greater focus on shared parental leave.
So it's partly around having the policies there, having those policies really championed within the organisation, but some, you know, just what's more slower to move, I guess, is just to have the culture be more accepting of dads being able to make use of these arrangements.
The studies found only 1 in 20 Australian fathers take primary parental leave, a low number by global standards. In pointing to the productivity and morale gains that could be made, it's urging companies to more actively encourage men to take parental leave, and for fathers in high-level positions to lead by example and remove any bias within the workplace.
Gavin Coote reporting there.